Mayday, Mayday. It's the 1st of May, and it's a day of firsts. It's the first ever meeting between the Glenwood Demons and the Nighthawks of Northfield High School. High school playoff football is next on KMTS. Welcome back to Steubler Memorial Field. We're just about 10 minutes away from kickoff. The first playoff game of 2021, Season C. We have to, add that. This is such a, it's been such a strange year, but I know the kids, student athletes have appreciated the chance to play. And yesterday, getting things set up here, Craig Denny, again, hats off to Craig and his staff. The field looks immaculate, just incredible. And it's such a hard job to keep, to maintain a natural turf field. He's done a great job.
Yeah, it's looking great out here. They got their a G painted out on the 50-yard yep. line, and not quite their logo, but that's all right. I appreciate a G that looks like that. It looks a lot like my Packers G.
Yeah.
Wrong colors, but I'll take it.
It was a lot of activity yesterday afternoon when I was setting up. They had the track team out here, Blake Reisner with his squad, practicing track and field and also girls soccer. So they were moving goals around and then getting the field ready. So excited getting ready for what should be a good playoff game here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. An update on some scores. Estes Park now leads Grand Valley 26-21. That's in the 2A playoffs. Aspen trailing TCA 43-0. Sand Creek and Basalt tied at 14. Rifle with a 28-20 lead over the Academy, the winner of that game, playing the winner of this afternoon's game. Got a breeze coming out of the north, northeast. I don't know if that'll play any tricks with some passing or kicking, but I think Glenwood, they kind of abandoned the running game last week to work on the passing game, but I think we're going to see Glenwood going back to their bread and butter, that double wing formation. And I had a chance to talk to Coach Pat Engel just before the game.
Coach, May 1st, and we're in playoff football. I'm still having trouble wrapping my brain around this one.
Isn't it great, though?
Yeah,
I mean, it seems like this has really helped the school, the community, have a sense of normalcy, even though it's abnormally weird that football's being played in May.
I was here yesterday setting up the equipment, and, you got Blake and his squad practicing track. You got soccer going on. It's just... It's like, okay, this is a relief. Finally kids out, be able to get outside and practice their sport.
Absolutely. We're actually just trying to be kind and courteous to lacrosse and soccer and just everybody else, just getting off the fields a little bit because, everybody, their field space is at a premium right now. So, but it's just been great just to have kids just smile again and get outside, not have to wear masks outside. That's been really, really nice. The kids have, I think they've been putting them in various places on their persons here while they're playing, and so it's been great. Yeah.
Tell me about, let's just quickly go over last week's game with Salida. A time to fine-tune things and work on the passing game, I noted.
Absolutely. We knew that they were not going to be quite as good as we were. And the one thing that I would say is that I think when we get into our two tight end set, that's a pretty brutal offense to try to stop. And I just didn't feel like that was the right thing to do against that team. And so, in some ways, we had an opportunity to work on some things that we haven't necessarily worked on throughout a game. And I crossed off all my double tight end plays for the week, and we really focused on the shotgun.
And it was an opportunity for your talented young quarterback, Joaquin Sandoval, to get in some good work. He looked pretty sharp.
He did. Four touchdowns isn't too bad. Two of those went to Evan Heil, which was pretty cool to see. A lot of kids got to play. A lot of kids got to touch the ball. You've got some of the freshmen that decided to stay out with us, and some of those kids got into a varsity football game, and I'm hoping those are memories that they won't forget.
Absolutely. And, the other thing is, you want to show class, and Salida's down. They're going to be back in a couple of years, but I thought that was I know people were highly complimentary of you and your approach to the game.
As I was driving east on I-70, and I went past the old Battle Mountain, and as I was reflecting on that, in all honesty, I went 7-33 while I was there, and I was on the other side of those types of games too many times. And there's a way to do it, and there's a way not to do it, and hopefully we did it the right way.
Yeah. Well, you got in some good work. Now, Northfield is kind of a mystery team. Young school, started, opened in 2015, didn't start playing varsity until 2018. What do you know about these guys?
You know, I mean, they obviously they've made the playoffs. That's the first thing. You know, they've lost three games to three playoff teams. You know, they're going to come out in an old school formation called the single wing. And so, you know, you'll see two kids that look like they could receive the snap at any one time. And, you know, they're thick kids. You know, they certainly, I think they were up 10-0 on the academy, who is now playing rifle. And that's a team that, you know, finished 5-1. So they're not to be taken lightly.
No, for sure. Have you seen any film on them at all? Or?
Yeah, you know, we've gotten two films, and we got the film from last week's game, and then we also watched the film. I was just kind of curious as to what they did against Classical, and that was game one, and to be very honest with you, their offenses were completely different. It was almost like what we did. So I'm thinking here that what we're going to see is more of what we saw in week six, as opposed to week one. Yeah.
They're skill players. I mean, you said anyone could get the snap on an offensive play.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they'll literally line up two kids that look like they'll play quarterback right in A-gap and ready to receive the snap. Sometimes one gets it, sometimes the other one gets it, sometimes one hands it off to the other, sometimes that guy hands it off to a different guy. It's going to force our defense to play very, very, very disciplined football. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck today, Coach.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Glenwood Demons head coach Pat Engel. And so we're going to see a lot of running. And as you alluded to, Northfield runs that single wing where you've got anyone in the backfield could get the snap.
Yeah, I was talking to him before, asking him, well, hey, who are your starters? Because, you know, we weren't able to find any stats, and Max Preps doesn't have any numbers for us or anything like that, so we didn't have any way of knowing exactly what to expect. And he said, well, this cluster of guys here, one of them will get the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, well, who's your starting quarterback? And he said, well, didn't really have an answer for that. So
the kids we watched warming up. Marion Richardson, number four. Christian Love apparently is going to be the guy that will play quote-unquote quarterback. He's a freshman, so two freshman QBs. Glenwood just entered the field to some raucous cheers from the faithful here at Glenwood Springs, getting ready for the presentation of the colors from the Junior ROTC program. Ben Starts with the head coach. Their victories. Nighthawks beat Littleton 54-0. Got past Faith Christian, no small feat, 16-8. And beat Denver West 29-20. Their losses were to the Academy, 28-12 last week. Lost to the Classical Academy in the first week, 42-0. Lost at Sand Creek, 49-8. In the 3A East, parentheses, Spring League.
This whole season is parentheses.
Yes, it's all parenthetical and asterisk filled.
Right. Here we are in playoff football, and you're wearing shorts.
Yes, yeah.
I am jealous of your fashion choices.
Well, I was looking at the regular season stats. After the end of the regular season, Gavin Webb had the edge over Blake Nieslantic for the rushing title. 774 yards, the Atlantic 769.
Oh, wow.
Gavin Webb from Basalt, 129 yards per game. Blake, just a little over 128 per game. Garrett Dollahan, about 84 yards per game, 506 yards on the season. Caden Wolf, 526. But the passing numbers, I was curious. Joaquin Sandoval, fourth, even though he hasn't thrown that much, completing 63% of his passes, 318 yards, 20 of 44.
Well, last week,
I mean, sorry, 63 yards per game, just under 50%, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks. His QB rating, 108.5.
Yeah, last week definitely was a stat padding kind of week for him. He had 150 yards throwing the ball, four touchdowns. But again, as we were talking about last week, I think that was very smart on the coach's part. Hey, you know, we know that we're going to, you know, we're probably going to win this game. Let's spend some opportunity to develop some of these skills.
Yeah, Demons won the toss and have elected to defend the north goal. The captains out there, Wheatley Nieslanik, Brady Porter, Garrett Dollahan, and Stephen Morris, the four captains for the Glenwood Demons.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you all please rise as our Air Force Junior ROTC cadets present our colors. Cadet Airman First Class, Miss Karina Moore. Cadet, Cadet Major, Miss Carlson. Cadet Staff Sergeant, Miss Del Cid. Cadet Senior Airman, Mr. Garris, and join Ella Lindenberg as she sings our national anthem.
Tremendous job with the anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
We've got a great crowd showing up for Glenwood here.
Yep. On a beautiful day. A few clouds, but otherwise just a gorgeous spring day. Playoff football, game number one. The winner taking on the winner of the rifle Academy game. Well, 1 week ago today, a dear friend and a beloved member of the community, Jim Benson, passed away in a motorcycle accident between Whitewater and Gateway on Highway 141. Jim Benson, longtime educator in the Valley, taught at Silvers Elementary for many, many years, along with his wife, who taught kindergarten. Jim was a fourth grade teacher. Mary taught kindergarten. She passed away in 2015 of brain cancer. Jim forged on and continued to serve the community Drove a bus. Loved driving the bus because he just loved being around the kids. Three wonderful kids, five grandkids, and taken from us too soon. 69 years old. I talked to Pete Shafter, a good friend, and he said that the memorial is planned for Sunday, May 16th. So right here at Stuebler Memorial Field. So just give you a heads up there. Jim Benson and the Benson family, our thoughts and prayers are with you. So Glenwood deferred, and we'll kick off to start the ball game. Deep to receive for Northfield is Amarian Richardson. Kick is high and deep, and it is to the back of the end zone, to the very back, under the scoreboard. Wow.
Yeah, beyond the end zone. It didn't even hit in the end zone. Just went straight past it.
Quite a boot for Tyler Thomas with a little bit of a breeze at his back. But so we'll get our first look at the Northfield offense. Running the single wing. And we're going to have to fix our eyes, train our eyes not to get to go for the fakes.
Yeah. Well, and with two pseudo quarterbacks back there, not even knowing who's going to get the snap and that sort of thing, it's going to be very difficult for the defense to know exactly where to go. They're going to have to stay disciplined and stay home.
Read their keys. Jonte Clayton. No, the snap, the handoff is to Clayton, and Clayton is wrapped up, and he goes nowhere. In fact, is dropped for a loss. Clayton is in the center of that formation, the three backs. But he got the handoff and lost 4 yards, second down, make it 3 yards, second down and 13.
Clayton looks to be the biggest of the three backs that they talked about. Imagine he's going to be the bruiser.
McPherson was in on the tackle. Troy Motley gets the snap. He's going to run to his right. Has some blockers in front of him, but a great job, great pursuit by the Glenwood defense. Sawyer McKinney with a big tackle there, fighting off a block, and brings up third and long. They lost more yardage there.
Back to the 14.
Third down and 15 for the Nighthawks. Well, so far, so good for the Glenwood defense. They've shown that they're up to the task. We'll see how many deceptive plays the Nighthawks have in their playbook.
Yeah, it's interesting what they're going to do in this third and long situation.
Well, they do have some kids that can throw the ball. Single wing formation. It's a direct snap to number four, Richardson. Richardson trying to find some running room, and he's brought down. Great pursuit again by the Glenwood defense. First in on the tackle is Stephen Morris, and Teddy Huttenhauer also in on the tackle, so the Nighthawks will have to put it away on their first possession. That's one thing I've noted about Glenwood's defense this year is their pursuit to the ball.
Yeah. Well, and like on that first play there, they had good blockers out in front, and Glenwood was able just to shed the blockers, and it didn't seem to matter that they were there at all.
Oh. Zach Ryan is the punter, and we had movement.
I think it's going to be on Glenwood.
Won't be enough for a first down. Yeah, Glenwood just jumped. Encroachment.
It's like Garcia was just a little too excited to get to that one.
Jeremy Bradshaw deep to receive, setting up around his own 35. Ryan takes the set, bounces up to him, gets the ball away, and just in desperation kicks the ball. It'll bounce across the 50, and they'll blow it dead around the 47-yard line of Glenwood. They got a fortunate bounce there. And that long snap bounced up to him. No score. We're just underway. 9:32 left in the first, and we'll get our first look at the Glenwood offense.
Not a very good series at all for the Nighthawks, and here this is one of those opportunities. You've got great field position. It'd be great to start off with a touchdown, get this game started on the right foot.
First and 10, Demons are first possession at their own 47-yard line. Double wing, double tight. Rosenberkel is the right slot back. Nieslanik goes in motion. Hand off up the middle to Garrett Dolahan, and he's stacked up. Picks up a short gain.
Picked up maybe 2 yards on the play.
Jackson Merman in the on the tackle.
By number 31.
As well as Kenneth Finner. That was a gain of 1, second down and 9.
1 yard pickup on the play, second and 9 for the DMSU 48.
Joaquin Sandoval, the starting QB, his dad came up and gave me the business about
Salazar.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
I hesitate to even say it.
Sandoval in the shotgun, back to throw. Here comes pressure. He escapes the pressure, looking downfield, throws underneath to the 50 to Wheatley. Nieslanik had to dive and make the catch. Good heads up play by Joaquin. He was under pressure. Picks up about 3 yards. Third down and 6. Well, at the 49 of Northfield.
And that's one of the things we've been impressed by him by is just his presence in those situations where the play is broken down. He's got to make something up. He was there directing traffic, telling Wheatley where to go. And
third and 6. Joaquin in the shotgun. Hand off to Blake Nieslanik. He's got the first. Oh, flag is thrown. It's coming back. Flag thrown at the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a hold, I believe.
Yeah, I think Dolahan knew. He's already apologizing to the coaches.
Yeah. It is a hold against Glenwood, 10 yards.
Yep.
Yeah, Dolahan was trying to hook that defender, get around on him, and then he got a hold of some cloth.
Well, Blake was heading to the outside, then he cuts it back to the inside. Whenever you're trying to hook block someone and all of a sudden it cuts to the inside, now you're in a bad position, you end up grabbing jersey. And So
8:12 left in the first, no score. Glenwood with a third and long, third and 16. Sandoval under center this time, double wing. Joaquin takes a snap. Pitch to Blake Nieslanik up the middle. And he didn't even get back to the original line of scrimmage, so Glenn will have to punt it away on their first possession. The holding penalty really killed that drive.
Not the opening series you wanted.
Amarian Richardson deep to receive the punt. Garrett Dolahan, the punter. Good snap. No pressure. Gets the punt away. End over end kick. Richardson takes it, drops it, picks it up, has to fall on it near the 18-yard line. Ooh, man, that could have been disastrous for the Nighthawks.
Just does the classic basket catch, bounces off his chest, squirts out the bottom, and he was lucky to get on that. There was it looked like it might have been Nieslanik that was right there ready to take it from him.
Yeah, Glenwood's playoff, their special teams coverage has been superb this year. Rifle leading the academy 28-20 in the fourth quarter. 57-0. Classical Academy leading Aspen. Single wing formation. Who's going to get the ball? It's going to that was Troy Motley, number 3, got the snap. Picks up 2 yards, second down and 8.
2 yards on the play up to the 21-yard line, second and 7.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do in the long yardage situations. I know they want to get this running game going, but you know it's kind of like when we saw him against Rifle a couple of weeks. Rifle had steady progress, but just didn't have any big plays.
Second and 7 from the 21. Northfield in the single wing again. High snap. It goes over the head of Motley. He has to fall on it near the 5-yard line. Well, that shotgun snap is tricky. It's just, it's basically a flick of the wrist.
Right. And as a center, you've got so much going through your head. I got to block this guy. I got this double team. I'm coming off. And you got to get off the ball quickly. And so it's so easy to just let that thing sail on you or roll back.
Yep. And they mark it at the 7-yard line. Brings up 3rd and 21. So TCA and Aspen, that's the final score, 57-0. TCA moving on to the next round. 3rd and 21. It's a pass. Richardson lets one fly. It is out of bounds. caught by London Augusta, but well out of bounds. So Troy Motley with a good arm, strong arm, but just a little late getting rid of that.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, it's a blessing to him that it was out of bounds. He had, you know, Glenwood had two defenders closing on it, and it was a kind of a high floater, so that easily could have been picked off had it been in bounds.
Jeremy Bradshaw deep to receive. Glenwood should get excellent field position. Let's see how the snap is. Better snap this time. Punt is away. Sideways kick. Not a good kick off the side of his foot. Oh, boy. That rolls out of bounds around the 32-yard line of Northfield. No score. 5:42 to go. First quarter. And I think we're going to see a steady dose of Blake Nieslanik on this second possession.
Yeah, you take that hold away, and that first drive could have progressed. I mean, he definitely had first down yardage.
They mark it at the 35 of Northfield. Sandoval in the shotgun. Double wing. Dalhan in motion. Hand off to Blake Nieslanik. Gets around the corner, beats a tackler, up to 20, to the 15. I mean, the 25 dives forward to the 21. And we got a Northfield player down around midfield. And immediately, Glenwood players take a knee. That is number 26, Caden Graham, the injured player. First and 10 Demons on that carry. And again, Blake, it looked like the defender was ready to close in on him, and he just has the presence of mind and the quickness to get out to the outside.
Yeah, he had the speed. He actually lost a yard or two to get around that corner, but once he did, I mean, you love to see that in a running back. You love to see somebody who loves to get downhill, and he does. I mean, once he gets around that corner, then it's just straight up, and it's usually one or two cuts after that.
Gain of 13 for Nieslanik on that carry. First and 10, and the player that was shaken up, Caden Graham, a junior, is able to walk off in his own power. Well, you can tell it's a reflection of the coach. Players, they see someone's down, immediately they take a knee, just a show of respect. First and 10, Demons at the Nighthawk 22, Sandoval under center, sends Nieslanik in motion. Hands it off up the middle to Dalhan. Dalhan bowls his way forward across the 15 down to the 12-yard line. That should be another first down.
Picked up 8 yards on the play.
Nope, they're moving the chains.
Yeah,
it is a
close
first down. Gain of 10.
And 10 to the 12-yard line for the Demons.
5:10 to go. Demons on the march here.
Boy, Dalhan just ran over that first guy.
Yeah. Dalhan, the fullback. Sandoval under center sends Rosenmerkel in motion. Gets the pitch. Rosenmerkel looking for rooms. Got blockers. Dalhan lays a block. Rosenmerkel cuts it up inside the five. He is in the end zone. No signal yet.
Looks like it's going to be just short.
Oh, that was so close.
Oh.
Good job by Rosenmerkel to use his blockers, stay behind his blockers, and then found a seam and cut it up. And he is down. He got to the 1 yard line.
Well, it's interesting to see Sandoval. He pitches the ball to Rosenmerkel and then turns around and becomes a lead blocker.
It's a heads up player. First and goal, Demons at the one. And a flag is thrown. Might be motion. What do we got? I didn't see anybody moving except Nieslanik was in motion.
Wonder if it's too many, not enough guys in the line of scrimmage or something. Or
Oh. Encroachment.
Lined up in the neutral zone, probably.
It's the Nighthawks. So, ball at the 6-inch line. Nieslanik in motion. Hand off to Dalhan. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood. You betcha. The Demons strike first. 4:13 left in the first, 6-0 Glenwood.
4:13 to go in the first quarter of play here at Stoop Memorial Field.
Garrett Dalhan on the, well, we'll just call it a 1 yard plunge.
Yeah, the 6-inch.
Tyler Thomas on for the extra point. Dalhan the holder. Snap is good. Placement. Kick is up, and it is right down the middle. With 4:13 left in the first quarter, it's Glenwood 7. The Northfield Nighthawks, nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Stuber Memorial Field. 4:13 left in the first. The Demons strike first on their second possession. 1 yard plunge by Garrett Dollahan. 7-0 Glenwood. Here's the kick from Thomas. High and deep again. Richardson goes back and gives the no return signal. Well, the winner of this game will play Rifle. The Bears beat the Academy 28-0. Congratulations to the Bears, Todd Casebeer and company. And Glenwood, the winner of this game, will play Rifle next week.
28-20, I think.
28-20, the final, yep.
Okay. You said 28-0, but I...
Oh, I did that. I'm sorry.
That's right. I try not to correct you.
No.
I'm still the new guy. No,
it's okay. Jump in there.
You want to call Sandoval Salazar? You want to call him Skippy?
I'm not going there again. No. Boy, I've taken some grief for that one. Oh, mercy.
Well, and with him being a true freshman, we're gonna bring that out for the next 3 years.
Yes,
as well.
Yeah. Remember that time? Third possession for the Nighthawks. A little counterplay. And taking it up the middle was number 28, Chantrell Andrews. Good deception there by the Nighthawks. Troy Motley taking the direct snap. And then Chantrell Andrews, the right halfback in that formation, took the counter. Gained 5, second down and 5 from the 25. 7-0 Demons. The snap is going to go to Motley. Makes a cut up the middle, and he's brought down. Getting the tackle was Nolan McPherson. Also Elo Garcia. Sand Creek and Basalt still tied at 14. Don't have an update there.
It's like we have
going
a
down to Basalt.
Glenwood players injured.
Yep. Helmet is off. And Marnie Barton is out there to check on the player. I don't have a number. His helmet off. He's sitting up. Marnie talking to him. It's Elo. Elo Garcia is the player shaking up. Kind of holding his side a little bit.
Yeah, maybe he took a shot to the ribs or something.
Third down and 4 for the Nighthawks. 7-0 Glenwood, 3:19 left in the first quarter. Third and 5. Third and 4. Ball at the 26 of Northfield. Low snap. Scooped up. Trouble comes. Throw is off. It is knocked away by Jeremy Bradshaw. Great play. The pass intended for London Augusta, and Bradshaw came up and just with a leaping swat at the ball.
Boy, he was lucky to even get rid of that one.
Yeah.
Between the bobbled snap and the defensive penetration, he was just kind of throwing it. Just here, you take this.
So the Nighthawks will have to punt it away again. Zach Ryan, the punter. And the snaps have been questionable. They've been a little iffy.
Which is a little surprising if this is the offense that they typically run.
Yeah. Good snap this time. Punt is away. Pressure comes. Bradshaw takes it on the run. Across the 50. Cuts his way upfield. Gets into Nighthawk territory. Brought down around the 44-yard line of Northfield. 7-0 Glenwood. 2:49 to go in the first quarter. Well, they're going to mark it at the 45. third possession for the Demons. Wheatley Nislata comes to the near side. Demons going left to right. Shotgun formation for Joaquin Sandoval. The freshman takes the snap, rolls to his right, has protection. Now pressure comes. Looking downfield, throws caught by Blake Nislanik. Great catch to keep it off the turf.
Actually, the 36.
Blake showing his baseball skills, able to catch a line drive there. That was a gain of 7 on that pass completion. Second down and 3 at the 38 of Northfield. Two receivers to the left, Nislanik and Evan Heil. Three receivers make that. Wheatley is to the near side. Shotgun formation. Sandoval back to throw. Has a pocket. Steps up. Fires. Caught by Rosenmerkel. Breaks the tackle. Spins free. Gets to the 30-yard line. First and 10, Demons. Ray Rosenmerkel with a great move after the catch.
Just a good presence of mind on Joaquin's part there. Staying in the pocket even as it's collapsing to hit his receiver, and then just a great little spin move to shed that first defender.
First and 10, Demons at the Nighthawk 30-yard line. 7-0 Glenwood. This time Sandoval's under center. Dollahan is the fullback. Nislanik goes in motion. Pitch to Blake. Blake bobbles it, picks, scoops it up, gets across the 30, 25, spins free to the 20, the 15, fights his way down to the 11-yard line. Just great determined running by Blake Nislanik, something we've seen all season long.
Oh, wow. And a pancake block by Dollahan. Boy, he just ran over that guy.
And another Northfield player is down. Gets it down to the 12-yard line.
So definitely seeing more of the bread and butter that they were doing.
Yeah.
But you were also seeing that spread formation that they practiced last week as well. You know, giving Blake, you know, Blake is the primary carries here. He's got 37 yards already. But you see, you know, Sandoval also, they're saying, hey, we trust him with the football more than we did before as well. So
player shaken up for Northfield is number 32, Jack Easterly, a freshman. There's number 32. I don't know why, but great linebacker for the Baltimore Colts came to mind, wore number 32. And I'll think of it in a minute. Mike Curtis, one of the old throwback linebackers of the Dit Butkus, Willie Lanier days. I don't know why, I just had a flashback. I saw that 32 as a defender, and Mike Curtis, Baltimore Colts.
Well, possibly because the Northfield uniforms are very Colt-like.
Yeah, they are.
With the blue and white.
First and 10, Demons at the 12-yard line of the Nighthawks. Sandoval under center. Double wing formation. Double tight. And now we got timeouts called by Northfield. We'll take a quick timeout as well. Minute 30 left in the first. 7-0 Glenwood there. On the march again. This is KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field, high school playoff football. The Glenwood Demons leading the Northfield Nighthawks. I don't want to mix up those vowels. The Nightfield Northhawks. 7-0, a minute 30 to go in the first. After that first timeout called by Northfield. Sandoval looks over the defense. Under center. Sends Rosenmerkel in motion. Ray gets the pitch. Now wants to take it outside, gets a block from Dollahan. Rosenmerkel, grid speed, he breaks to the pylon. No indication yet. Touchdown, Glenwood! You betcha! Ray Rosenmerkel.
Once again, just running behind those blockers. I mean, he's patient enough. He even slows up a little bit if he's kind of at pace with one of his blockers, just to let him get ahead a little bit and break that open. Just good, smart running.
12-yard touchdown run. Tyler Thomas on for the extra point. Dollahan, who had that great block, is there to hold the ball. Good snap. Placement kick is up right down the middle. It is 14-0 Glenwood. A minute 20 to go in the first quarter. This is KMTS. 14-0 Glenwood. A minute 20 to go, first quarter in this first round playoff game. The Demons leading the Northfield Nighthawks. Tyler Thomas on for his third kickoff. Fourth kickoff, actually. High and deep. And another touchback. Tyler Thomas. Well, so far the Glenwood defense has been up to the task, been very disciplined, reading their keys, not going for those the fakes. Don't watch where the ball goes. Watch where the, especially your linebackers, watch those guards. Those are your keys. Their first step.
You know, it's been a pretty balanced, you know, first quarter. You know, Glenwood's actually been able to do some things in a short amount of time. Their average, you know, time of possession is just over a minute.
Yep. Christian Love is now the freshman in at quarterback, or quote unquote. He takes the snap, rolls to his right, throws. It is incomplete, intended for Zach Ryan. Throw was a little bit late. Ryan making the cut. That's a tough throw to make, that out pattern.
Yeah, you have to anticipate that cut. You really have to begin the throwing motion right when he's beginning the cut and just trust that he's going to be in the right position.
Jeff Lowe defending on that play.
When you wait until you see your receiver's face and eyes, you're already too late on that one.
Christian Love, the freshman quarterback, getting the play from Coach Ben Starzer. He's got kind of a wind-up motion. He doesn't get rid of the ball real quickly, and that's something they'll work on. Just a freshman. But tall young man, probably about 6'2". Takes the snap, rolls to his right, fires, incomplete, passes intended for Chantrell Andrews. And again, that out pattern. Just the pass was there, I think just a little bit late.
I think he caught it out of bounds. I think it floated on him a little bit.
And something, you know, you learn timing as a quarterback and a receiver. A quarterback, you're throwing to a spot, not to the man.
Right, yeah, throw it to that spot. Let that man make that adjustment.
Exactly.
Instead of, you know, trying to lead the man, which he was running towards the sideline. He just led him a little too far.
Third and 10 for the Nighthawks. Minute 10 to go in the first. 14-0 Glenwood. Got two receiver set, one to the near side. Love takes the low snap. Straight back. He launches one downfield. And it is caught by number 4, Marion Richardson. He's off to the races. Touchdown, Northfield. Oh, my goodness.
Marion Richardson, touchdown.
What a throw. We were just talking about leading your man. Boy, he led him perfectly on that one.
Holy cow.
80-yard touchdown.
80-yard completion for the touchdown to Amarian Richardson. And Northfield is back in this game. That was a dime. Exactly 1 minute remaining in the first. Alex Gerson on to attempt the extra point. Snap is good. Kick is down. It is up, and it is good.
Kick is up. Kick is good.
With minute to go, 1 minute to go in the first quarter, it's Glenwood 14, Northfield 7. This is KMTS. We got a ball game. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. It's 14-7 Glenwood, Northfield. Running game not going. The passing game, the short passing game not clicking. And Christian Love, the freshman quarterback, just launches a perfect pass. Caught by Amarian Richardson around midfield, and he took it to the house. Just turned on the burners, and he was gone. 80-yard completion for the touchdown. And that cuts the Glenwood lead in half.
Well, and what that's going to do, that's going to keep the defense honest from here on out.
Yeah.
I think there's some cheating up, thinking, oh, they're not moving the ball, that kind of thing. You know, the big play ability, you know, just all of a sudden, okay, hey, guys, remember, you still have to do your job. You can't let people behind you. You know, the receiver had a step on him, and that ball was just perfectly thrown.
Yep. Ball just fell off the tee. Rosenmerkel and Bradshaw deep to receive for Glenwood. Alex Gerson, a freshman, the kicker. Gives it a boot. Pretty good kick. Bradshaw will take it at the 11-yard line.
Bradshaw
wrapped up and brought down after a short return.
12-yard return. Number 21, Jake Caruso with the tackle. First and 10, Glenwood from the 23-yard line.
Ball at the 23 of Glenwood. 55 seconds remaining here in the first, 14-7 Glenwood. Wheatley and Islanic is wide right. Rosenberkel slot right. Shotgun formation. Sandoval takes the snap. Hands it off to Blake Islanic. Cuts it up the middle. Hit and driven back. Short gain. Jack Easterly made the tackle. Gain of two. Second down and eight.
Second and eight for the Demons from the 25.
Evan Heil comes in with a play.
You got to wonder if that play wasn't intended to break to the outside and then it got cut back because he didn't seem to have much help on the inside there.
Two receivers to the right. Heil is wide left. Shotgun formation. Sandoval fakes the handoff. Hands it. It's a counterplay to Garrett Dullahan. Dullahan breaks a couple tackles. He is close to a first down. I think he might have it. It is a first down.
Yeah.
And Garrett Dullahan, just tough running.
Yeah, you know, Blake Nisanic is a kind of a one-cut runner. Dollahan's kind of a, I don't need to cut. I'm just going to run you over.
That's going to be the last play of the first quarter. So first and 10 Demons will switch sides. 14-7 Glenwood over Northfield. We go to the second quarter after this on KMTS. The Stubler Memorial Field on this Saturday afternoon. Playoff football. The Glenwood Demons leading the Northfield Nighthawks 14-7 as we go to the second quarter. Glenwood now going right to left. Sand Creek leading Basalts. 2:40 to go in the fourth. 27-22. Shotgun formation. First and 10 Demons. Sandoval takes the snap. He's going to run it. Quarterback keeper cuts it outside. Oh, he's brought down. Nice tackle made by Enoch Apadijnu. Here's a mouthful. Number six, Enoch Apadijnu. Linebacker. Hit a good, sure tackle. No gain. Actually, a loss of a yard. Second and 11. That was a design quarterback run.
Yeah, just a little. Catches a snap, little hesitation, a little bit of a quarterback draw. It just didn't open up the way they wanted it to.
Evan Heil is slot left. Dullahan in motion. Sandoval takes the shotgun snap, hands it off to Blake Nieslatic. Blake looking for some running room, cuts it up, across the 45, 50, down to the 45, still on the speed to the 40, 35. He will take it to the house! Touchdown, Glenwood, you betcha! 65 yards!
66-yard touchdown.
Blake Nieslatic breaking tackles, making moves. And then turning on the Jets.
One cut, a stiff arm, another stiff arm, and then it was just speed there at the end.
Tyler Thomas on for the extra point. Glenwood answers. Good snap, placement, kick is up, and it is right down Broadway. 11:05 to go in the first half. It's Glenwood 21, Northfield 7. This is KMTS. Blake Nieslanic, a brilliant 65-yard run. Took it to the house for the touchdown. Tyler Thomas, PAT, perfect 21-7 Glenwood to answer the Northfield score.
Blake's just a powerful runner. That has him over 104 yards already. Just speed there at the end. It's pretty impressive for his size.
Thomas' kick is high and deep. Richardson will take it at the 5. Across the 10, 15. Running sideways and tackled by Cole Sherrick. And also
Stephen Morris
on the tackle.
10-yard return.
It was a good high kick. Gave the coverage lots of time to get down there.
Again, final score, Aspen clobbered by the Classical Academy, 57-0 Rifle over the Academy, 28-20. Rifle will play next week, the winner of this game. And Basalt, Sand Creek in a tight game, 27-22. Sand Creek with the lead late in the fourth. We'll keep you up to date. And the quarterback, Christian Love, the freshman QB with a good arm, takes the high snap. It's a handoff. Goes nowhere. That was Uriah Hurd, number 22 on the carry.
Loss of a yard.
Loss of a yard, second down at 11.
Second and 11 for the Nighthawks.
As to Spark over Grand Valley, 40-27. Grand Valley had a lead there for a while, but the Cardinal season comes to an end. 21-7 Glenwood. Sawyer McKinney in that last tackle, along with Ian Cecil Horrell. Christian Love, the freshman QB, takes the low snap. Running for his life, and he's going to be brought down. It coughs up the ball. It's recovered in the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood. Ian Cecil Horrell with the recovery. And tack on another six.
Wow. Sometimes you just got to go down. You know, first contact was made about the four-yard line. He kept retreating, got knocked back. I thought maybe they were going to blow it dead for forward progress, but then the ball comes squirting out into the end zone.
27-7. Glenwood finding a way to score all kinds of ways.
Now Glenwood's missed somebody. Wasn't ready for for
Alex
PAT.
Cruz. The hustle out there. Thomas. Placement kick is up, and Thomas is perfect. It's 28-7 Glenwood, 10-10 to go in the first half. Glenwood with the lead. This first-round playoff game. This is KMTS. Back to Stuber Memorial Field. The Glenwood Demons defense getting the job done. A fumble recovery in the end zone for a touchdown recovered by Ian Cecil Horrell.
Well, that's just good defensive fundamentals there. I think the first guy kind of stood him up, and he was starting to retreat, and the next guy came in going for the football and popped it out right into the end zone.
Tyler Thomas has been a busy young man. Here comes another kickoff. High and not so deep. Legs getting tired. Kent taking on the run around the 15 is Richardson. Richardson, good wheels. Eludes a couple of tacklers, still on his feet. Thomas, the last man, and able to hang on to him and bring him down. Tyler Thomas, the kicker, making the tackle. As a short kick, Marion Richardson caught it on the run around the 15 and returned it close to midfield. They'll mark it at the 47. 48. ...33-yard return for Amarian Richardson. Boy, that kid's got some wheels. 28-7 Glenwood, 9:59 to go in the first half. Christian Love, the freshman QB, takes the low snap, rolls to his left, throws, is incomplete. Getting a hand on it was Elo Garcia. Just got a hand on it. Incomplete, second and 10.
Yeah, it looks like Glenwood is playing a little bit of a zone, so Garcia was just kind of out there in the flats looking for anything coming out of the backfield and was able to just jump high enough to swat that one down.
Second and 10 from the 48. Their own 48. Christian Love in the shotgun. London Augusta is in the slot to the right. It's a pitch play to number three, Troy Motley, looking for room. Cuts it across, gets it across the 50, and he's brought down by Sawyer McKinney with a good solid tackle. And not the best pitch. It wasn't the best fundamentals.
No, yeah, it wasn't the kind of pitch where you think it's end over end. It was more of a get it here at chest level and push it to
you. Yeah, yeah. But again, those skills will come Obviously, Ben Starzer sees a lot of potential in his young quarterback, Christian Love.
It looked like Ian Cecil Horrell there in the end was doing a great job of keeping that outside containment to push that ball back to the inside where he had the help.
Third down and 7 for the Nighthawks at the 49 of Glenwood, 28-7 Demons. Christian Love takes the low snap. It bounces up to him. He's got a fall on it, and he's hit and brought down. Again, the snaps have been off the mark and shaken up a little bit. And now he's on his feet, Sebastian Garcia. Well, there's nothing the quarterback could do. You're just in no man's land when you get a bad snap. That's something they'll want to work on. Maybe during this next series, just get on the sideline and work on those shotgun snaps. Just a flick of the wrist. Zach Ryan, the punter, gets it away. Low kick. Pretty good kick. It's going to take a bounce, and it'll go into the end zone. Bounced at the 10, and Jeremy Bradshaw just let her go. 8:19 to go, first quarter, 28-7. Glenwood with the lead. First half, excuse me. Got to see some spring football yesterday at Folsom Field, the CU Buffs, and their spring showcase to cap off spring football. And Coach Carl Durrell, the head coach, looking forward to coaching his first full season. He's got some talented quarterbacks leading the Buffs this year. Speaking of talented QBs, Joaquin Sandoval in the shotgun for the Demons. Takes the snap. Hand off to Garrett Dullahan. And Dullahan, trying to break tackles, fights his way forward, just falls for it for an extra yard. Good hard running by Garrett Dullahan.
Yeah,
picks up 7 yards. Yeah, second down and 3. Gate of 7.
As a running back coach, I always told my kids, I said, hey, get one more yard, whatever you have to do. Dullahan had both of his feet wrapped up, and he just decided, okay, well, I'll just jump one more time and get another 2 yards out of it.
Wheatley and Islanic goes wide right. Evan Heil to the near side. Shotgun again. Sandoval sets his backs, gets a good snap, fakes the handoff. Counterplay, keeper by Sandoval, and boy, he is brought down, wrestled to the turf by William Paulson, a freshman linebacker. Sandoval with a 1 yard gain, third down and 2.
Third and 2 for the Demons.
Two fakes, and then a keeper by the QB, a good read by Paulson. Third and 2, now Sandoval under center. Double wing, double tight. Nieslatik in motion, hand off to Dullahan. He's upended and brought down. And the Nighthawks force a fourth down.
No gain on the play.
Actually, a loss of a yard, fourth down and 3.
Actually, a loss of a yard on the play. Back to the 27-yard line, fourth and 3 for Glenwood.
In on the tackle was Master McConnell, M-A-S-T-R.
20 is going to take the field. That consists of
some long dreads hanging out of that helmet. He's a stout young man. He's coming out of the
Brian Delgado, Garrett Dullahan.
Glenwood's going to punt it away. And watch out for Marion Richardson. I think punt it away from number 4.
Yeah, it looked like the offense was still on the field. They thought they were going to go for it. You can tell as soon as the coach called that, they were all very disappointed. They thought they could have it.
Garrett Dullahan waiting for the snap. Got a whistle. And timeout.
Yep.
Timeout in Northfield. We'll take a break. 6:17 to go in the half. Northfield. It's 28-7 Glenwood. This is KMTS. 6:17 to go in the first half. 28-7 Glenwood. Demons punting it away. Garrett Dullahan takes the good snap. Has plenty of time. No pressure. High punt. Short punt. Spinning like a top. Takes a Glenwood bounce right at the 50. Continues to roll. Oh, my goodness. And picking it up, Aronde Kittles unknowingly just scooped the ball up before the ball was blown dead, and he got clobbered.
Well, you could hear the coaches, hit him, because yeah. he just caught it and he just stood there.
Oh, my.
Oh, that could have been dangerous.
Got word here that Basalt threw an interception with 40 seconds left. So Sand Creek defeats Basalt 27-22.
Oh, wow.
Congrats to the Longhorns on a good season, but a heartbreaking loss on their home turf to Sand Creek, 27-22. So Sand Creek will play Classical Academy on the road next week. The winner of this game will play Rifle in the next round. Demons on top 28-7 with 6:05 to go in the first half. It looks like a different. They're going to go back to that single wing. Christian Love is out of the game now. Snap goes. They hand it off to number 28, Chantrell Andrews, and he's stopped for a loss. And then on the tackle there was Zachary Cecil Horrell.
Lost a yard on the play.
Lost a yard, second down and 11.
Brought down at the 45-yard line.
Trying to do some trickery there, trying to get everybody to flow one way, and then almost looked like it was going to be almost like a reverse out the other way. But unfortunately, there were some red jerseys there as deep as he was, and it just didn't work. There was too much penetration on Glenwood.
Giante Clayton took the snap on that time and handed it off to Andrews. Loss of a yard, second and 11. Single wing. Hand off to number 5, Giante Clayton. Clayton, kind of a
carries the ball.
Short, choppy steps, stutter-stepping his way to a 3-yard gain, third down and 8.
7-yard line, third and 9.
There's some extra movement going on in the backfield there, mm-hmm. of Northfield. They're wondering if the coaches are seeing that as well, and they're going to tell the refs to keep an eye on that.
Third and 8. It's a throw. Amarian Richardson lets one go down the field. It is going to be incomplete. Intended receiver was Cameron Joyce Fairley, another freshman.
Cameron Joyce Fairley.
Defending on the play. Nearest the ball was Stephen Morris. He decided, don't get a pick. Might end up deep in our own territory.
So. Yeah, it looked like they were contemplating. One good jump and they would have had that. And I think they kind of said, no, we'll just let that one hit the ground.
Amarian Richardson. He's listed as wide receiver DB, but can also play QB. Pretty good arm there. Good snap this time. Pressure comes. Kick is away. Bradshaw takes it at the 15. Up the left sideline and hit hard and driven out of bounds near the 30. Glenwood 28, Northfield 7, 4:19 to go here in the first half.
Demons will take over first and 10 from the 30.
You know, really, Northfield's, the one big play, the 80-yard bomb is really all they've really been able to put together on offense.
Double wing, double tight. Nieslanek goes in motion. He gets the pitch right side, looking for room. Has some blockers. Takes it to the outside. Now cuts it up between the numbers. Spun around and tackled around the 35. They'll mark it at the 36. Gain of 6, second down and 4. Blake already over 100 yards after that 65-yard touchdown run. Early in this quarter, Evan Heil brings in the play. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Ball at the right hash mark. Sandoval under center. Double wing, double tight. Nieslanek in motion. Hand off, counterplay to Garrett Dolan. Has a first down and more. Spun down and brought down finally at the 45-yard line. Garrett Dolan just short, choppy steps, sure steps, protecting that football. Glenwood doesn't turn the ball over very often. We saw those turnovers against Basalt. In fact, they had 5 turnovers that night. But able to overcome those mistakes. First and Demons at their own 45. Sandoval under center, double wing, double tight. Rosenberkel in motion. Hand off to Dolahan again, up the middle, across the 50, down to the 45 of Northfield. And the Glenwood offensive line just working it, doing a great job. Got to give credit to Alex Cruz and Brady Porter, one of the captains. Doing an outstanding job. Bennett Walter at center. First and 10, Demons at the 45 Northfield. Nieslanic goes in motion. Ball snap is bobbled, quickly gathered in by Sandoval, and falls forward for gets to the line of scrimmage.
Second and 10 for the Demons.
Just pulling away from center a little quickly.
I think he was just trying to get to that handoff a little bit too fast. You pull those hands out.
Oh, my goodness. He's human. He's human after all. Joaquin, he's a cool customer for a freshman. Just remarkable. Second and 10. Joaquin looks over the D. Sends Rosenmerkel in motion. Fakes. He's going to roll to his right. Pressure comes. Sandoval, good feet. Launches one downfield. He's got a man open. Evan Hyo catches it at the 11-yard line. Make it the 12-yard line.
Evan Hyo.
35-yard pickup on that pass completion from Sandoval to Evan Heil, who was all alone just waiting for that ball. And Sandoval, just the way he throws on the run is incredible.
Yeah, he was on the move, heading to the outside, and just the presence of mind to find that open guy. I thought he was going to tuck it and run.
Make it a 33-yard pickup. Pitch play to Rosenmerkel, taking it outside. Rosenmerkel wrestled down near the 5-yard line. Tackle made by Aronde Kittles.
7-yard pickup.
7-yard gain for Rosenmerkel.
3 for the Demons.
They'll mark it at the 6. So a 6-yard gain. 28-7 Demons. They're knocking on the door here with a minute 20 to go in the first half. Heil comes in with a play. Sandoval under center. Double wing, double tight. Dullahan, the fullback. Rosenmerkel in motion. Hand off to Dullahan. Following his blockers. Churning the legs. Fighting his way forward. He gets up to the 2-yard line.
His way inside the 5-yard line.
It'll be second and goal from the 2. As the clock continues to run, Demons have all 3 timeouts.
Good enough for a Glenwood first down. First
Northfield has used 2 of theirs. Clock continues to run, 42 seconds.
It's 51 yards for Dullahan already. Just good, hard running.
Glenwood letting the clock run down here. Taking their time, breaking from the huddle. 30 seconds left. Sandoval checks over the D, 25 seconds. Rosenmerkel in motion, handoff to Dullahan. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood. You betcha. With 20 seconds remaining in the first half.
Massive hole up front.
Yeah.
Good job on the offensive line there. It was just a dive off the left side A-gap, and man, nobody even touched him until after he crossed the line.
Tyler Thomas on for the extra point. Good snap, placement, kick is up. Tyler, he is on the money. 35-7 Glenwood, 20 seconds left in the first half. This is KMTS. Back to Steubler Memorial Field, Ron Milhorn and Keith Harris. 20 seconds remaining in the first half. It's 35-7 Glenwood. A 2-yard touchdown run by Garrett Dullahan. The big play on that drive was a 33-yard pass completion. Joaquin Sandoval to Evan Heil. Tyler Thomas has been perfect on the PATs. Stevens up 35-7. Thomas with a kick. Nexikow, this one a little bit lower. His legs getting tired. It bounces at the 13. Scooped up by Richardson. Richardson looking for some room. Cuts it up and reaches forward. A flag is thrown. Two flags thrown.
Returned the ball out for 20.
I think there's some scrappiness going on. We're seeing some extra little, the blocks that are sticking too long and that kind of thing. I'm wondering if they're starting to see some of that on the field there.
And safe to say, I think, unless there's a preseason game scheduled, this will be the only time Glenwood will face Northfield, at least during the season. If things go back to normal as far as league alignments and so forth. Northfield part of the 3A East.
Call will be assessed against
So it was against Northfield. It's a 10-yard penalty. I didn't see what the signal was.
First and 10, Nighthawks, 14 seconds in the first half.
So Christian Love, the freshman QB, back in. Looks like they're going to try and air one out here. Love takes the snap, rolls to his right, and throws. Caught.
Good defense.
Catch made by London Augusta. And Jeff Lowe, the immediate tackle. Lowe's got a lot of helmet stickers for his
first down. Nighthawks,
the season he's had.
Timeout, Northfield.
Timeout, Northfield. Their third and final timeout. 7 seconds left. I think it's going to send everybody long.
Yeah. Let's see if we can't duplicate that 80-yard bomb we did before.
We'll just keep it right here. 35-7 Glenwood. With 7 seconds remaining in the first half.
Yeah, that was good defense on Lowe's part. I mean, he was staying with his receiver. You know, he makes a cut to the outside, and as soon as the ball got there, Lowe was there to make the tackle to make sure he wasn't going to go any further.
Again, recapping final scores, the Classical Academy over Aspen, 57-0. Estes Park over Grand Valley in the 2A playoffs, 32-21. Rifle beat the Academy, 28-20. And Sand Creek, an upset over Basalt, 27-22. Basalt, Andy Gillis throwing a pick with 40 seconds left. Christian Love takes the snap, straight back to throw, runs to his right, and he is going to be forced out of bounds. That was Ian Cecil Horrell forcing Love out of bounds, and that will do it for the first half. It's Glenwood 35. The Northfield Nighthawks, 7. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Stuebler Memorial Field. Halftime on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, May 1st. The Glenwood Demons and the Northfield Nighthawks. First meeting between these two teams. Nighthawks, Northfield, are new high school in the Denver area. And it's been tough sledding for the Nighthawks. Glenwood with the lead 35-7 here at halftime. Glenwood struck first. Garrett Dollahan. The first of two touchdowns for the young man, number 22, a one-yard plunge after on the Glenwood's second drive. First drive for both teams stalled, but the Glenwood Demons on their second drive able to get things going, marching downfield. And Dollahan with a one-yard touchdown run, 7-0 after the PAT. Tyler Thomas perfect on all his PATs this afternoon. Glenwood scores again about 3 minutes later in the first quarter. Ray Rosenberkel, nifty 12-yard run, sweep around the left side. And able to kind of hesitate, wait for his blockers for the hole to develop, and then just took it to the pylon there for the score. And the PAT good, 14-0 Glenwood. Then Northfield, looks like it's going to be a Glenwood runaway. And Northfield made it interesting with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Christian Love, freshman QB we've talked about, entered the game. And first couple of passes, a little couple of out patterns missed. It was third and 10 from the 20. And then he rolls to his right and launches a strike to Amarian Richardson, who caught it around midfield and then beat his coverage, took it 80 yards to the house for the score. And that was an impressive play. Love to Richardson, made it 14-7 after the PAT. Glenwood didn't waste any time. Second quarter. Just a minute into the second quarter, Blakeney Slatic on a 65-yard run. Just spectacular run. Got great blocking initially, and then once he gets to the second level, it's all she wrote. He can break tackles, he can make moves, and when he turns on the jets, it's all over. Blakeney Slatic, 65 yards with the score, 21-7 to answer Northfield's score. Glenwood strikes again a minute later, less than a minute later. Ian Cecil Horrell recovers a fumble. Dropped by Christian Love. Dropped it around the four. It trickles into the end zone, and Ian Cecil Hurl jumps on it for the score. Made it 28-7 after the PAT. And then Garrett Dollahan with a touchdown with 20 seconds left in the first half. A two-yard run. The big play on that drive was a 33-yard pass completion from Joaquin Sandoval to Evan Heil. 35-7 is our score here at half. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, and it's been all Glenwood the whole time. And we're looking at, you know, Blake's at 110 yards already. Dallahan has 53 yards, 193 total on the ground, compared to only 11 yards running from Northfield. And you take away that big 80-yard play. I mean, they've only got 21 yards of positive offense. Really only the one first down there at the end of the second half to speak of. So it's been pretty one-sided. It's been entertaining. Seeing especially a different kind of offense. Mm-hmm. You know, that single wing is interesting, but they haven't been able to get it moving a whole lot here yet.
Northfield all kind of relaxing in the south end zone after Coach Ben Starzer spoke to them. Ben, of course, familiar with the Western Slope, coached at Rifle, and coach here at Glenwood with Craig Denny. So as you got to chat with him before the game, he said it's a nice little homecoming coming over the pass.
Yeah, and, he just... You can tell that it was a new experience for his kids. You know, they live near the mountains, but not in them. So
yeah,
coming up here was kind of eye-opening for him. He did say this will probably be the largest crowd that his kids have ever played in front of. He said their entire season they haven't played in front of more than 100 people.
I'll be darned.
So, you know, there's only... looks like 45 to 50 of their hometown folks there, but you know, obviously Glenwood's fans have shown up, and so he said it was exciting to have a new experience for the kids.
Well, there have been a few more restrictions, of course, in the metro area.
Sure.
For COVID, and they gradually loosened restrictions here on the West Slope, and as you heard Coach Pat Engel the pregame, that it's nice just not to have to wear masks outside.
Right.
So
right. Seeing the kids running around, I thought it was funny he mentioned seeing them smile again.
Yeah.
Well, whether or not they were smiling before, we'll never know. But
yeah.
We can actually see them smiling.
Right. Right. By the way, Keith Harris has been doing a great job. I appreciate having you along.
Thank you. It's been so much fun.
And that's what it's about, is having fun. I don't care. You know, as all the teams we've covered over the years throughout the Valley, I just enjoy seeing good competition and watching kids excel. That's the fun part of it. And, you know, for Glenwood, it's fun to I get excited. It's fun to watch them succeed and have the enjoy the wins they're getting this year. You know, it's been 2014 was the last year they were in the playoffs. So it's been a real dry spell for the Demons. And
yeah, I live there in Rifle, and just talking to some of the folks there, and they said, you follow the Glenwood games and that sort of thing, and I said, yeah, and then I'm excited, and they're kind of like, they're good this year, and I said yes, they're very good this year. It's been I haven't been with them the years previous, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, Rocky Whitworth coached there for a number of years and had great success, led the Glenwood to a 2008 state championship. They were phenomenal that year, 2008. Had great years under him. And toward the end, things kind of started to taper off and losing some skill players. And now it looks like Pat Engel's got a good program going, got the kids believing in the program. And, after the spring, they're going to turn around, take a few weeks off in the summer, and then back at it in August.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to feel like a whole lot of football after a whole lot of not football.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be real interesting next week with Rifle having won, and
yep,
and it's going to be here, I believe, the next game next week,
provided this score holds up.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Glenwood, the rematch against Rifle, and the Rifle fans are going to make the trip up here, and so it's going to be full on both sides. That's going to be an awesome game to be at.
Congrats again to the Rifle Bears beating the Academy to advance to the next round. Word out about Jack Jabor, my longtime broadcast partner of 22 seasons. Had a CT scan recently, and he says the blood work is improving. Might be some other issues, but they're going to wait a few weeks and see what kind of treatment they will go with. But right now they're showing some improvement, and he's still, anxious to get back to a normal life. But again, his lungs were just trashed by COVID, a lot of scar tissue. And again, we're always praying for you, Jack, and wishing you the best. And I know there's a spaghetti dinner fundraiser on the 14th at Liberty Classical Academy in Apple Tree. So make a note of that. That's a Friday night.
Yeah, to help him with those
medical expenses.
Medical bills that pile up.
I know. He had nothing but high praise for the staff at Valley View. Just did a wonderful job. 50 days in the hospital.
Wow.
So 35-7 is our score here at halftime. Glenwood with the lead over the Northfield Nighthawks. The winner moving on to take on Rifle next week. We'll be back after this. Halftime winding down here at Stuebler Memorial Field. The Glenwood Demons with a 35-7 win over the Northfield Nighthawks in this first-round playoff game. Again, to recap final scores, other games that were played at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Sand Creek with an upset over Basalt, 27-22 at Basalt. Basalt, I guess, hoping to drive down the field, hoping to get maybe a score to go ahead, but threw a pick with 40 seconds left. Sand Creek got the pick and then evidently just took a knee to run out the clock. 27-22 Sand Creek over Basalt. So Sand Creek will play the Classical Academy on the road next week. TCA beat Aspen 57-0. That game finished early because they went to a running clock. Rifle beat the Academy at Bear Stadium 28-20. And good for Rifle. You know, coming off a week where they didn't get to play because Steamboat forfeited.
Right.
So, you know, you kind of lose your momentum, lose your edge a little bit, but evidently Todd Casper had his boys ready to go.
Yeah, sometimes you wonder, you lose the momentum or you regroup and get some rest and maybe get some players back that were injured,
right,
or that kind of thing. So sometimes you take the good with the bad with a week off.
And in 2A playoffs, Estes Park defeated Grand Valley 32-21. Cardinals gave Estes Park a good game. In fact, had the lead for a while, but came up short, 32-21. So that's it for the scores. Glenwood now back out on the field. Again, I got to give credit to the Glenwood offensive line. Just outstanding job blocking.
Oh, yeah. The holes have been big. You know, Dallahan has 10 carries for 53 yards, and all of his is the real tough running right up the middle. And you don't have a fullback with 53 yards and a half if your offensive line isn't doing their job.
Exactly. Demons going through the hurdle stretch.
Yeah, we were talking at the beginning of the game, some of those stretches that we remembered from our playing days, some of the ridiculous ones.
Coach, why? What is karaoke? I thought that was when you're singing
right,
a song in a bar.
Not some weird lateral crossover, tangle your feet up
Lineman
thing.
Can't do this. Come on, we're not, we got to have quick feet, but not, we're not ballet dancers. Karaoke, what was the other one?
The butt kickers is always fun.
You hear the coach go, okay, butt kickers. You see, do that in track as well.
Stretch the quads out.
Yeah. And I remember, I don't see too many teams doing this too often these days, but a team lining up, perfect formation, and yelling out the signal, one, two, when you're doing jumping jacks.
Yeah.
To try to maybe intimidate the other team. It's like, okay, you're doing jumping jacks.
Right.
Yeah.
You can yell loud. Good for you.
Yay.
Well, you were showing me pictures from your visit to CU, the Buff spring game up there. And,
yeah.
And they were all circled up with somebody in the middle, and you said it almost looked like the Oklahoma drill.
Yeah.
Well, that's one we don't do anymore.
Right.
Here, you stand in the middle, and you're not going to know where it's going to come from. We're going to come and try to take your head off.
One play I was curious to watch at the spring game yesterday was Jared Wolverton, a preferred walk-on from Durango, the only West Slope kid. Usually there's two or three from the West Slope on the CU roster. The most notable one in recent years is Ryan Moeller from Rifle. Preferred walk-on, earned a scholarship, made a name for himself on special teams, and Ryan Muller ended up being the special teams Pac-12, all first team all Pac-12 special teams in 2016.
Wow.
And so it is possible for West Slope kids to to crack the lineup, but this kid, Jared Wolverton, broke a lot of records playing quarterback at Durango. And he got, he kind of got mop-up duty toward the end of the spring game, but they're real high on him. But the, Coach Carl Durrell's got a bevy of talented QBs for the Buffs. Well, we're ready to start the second half. 35-7 Glenwood, and the Demons will get the ball to start half number two.
Speaking of talented QBs, we got to meet Joaquin Sandoval's dad. He came up into the booth, and he introduced himself as
the Neil
Mr.
Me.
Salazar.
Yes.
Oh. Sorry. Okay, I'll leave you alone on that one.
Again, I get a mulligan because I'm 62. There's a lot of names floating around in my head. Basketball and, you know, Jabers.
Yeah, he said he had family listening to the game.
Yeah,
they
I know.
They kept saying, who is
Salazar kid?
Who's Salazar kid?
I know. Garrett Dollahan is deep to receive along with Tyler Thomas. No, I'm sorry, that is Rosenmerkel. The eights is kind of bunched up there on the jersey. Here comes the kick. Low kick. It'll go in the end zone for a touchback.
Ball flies into the end zone.
Nice boot there by Alex Gerson.
So I always wonder, okay, what's the speech given at halftime, you know, in these kind of situations? You know, what is it? Is it, come on, guys, we can still get back into this? Is it, you know, I know on the Glenwood side it's going to be things like, hey, don't let up. There's still another half of football here.
Yeah. They can strike quickly. They've got some good athletes. Sandoval under center. First and 10 Demons from their own 20 to start the second half. Pitch play to Blake Nieslanek. And Blake puts his shoulders down, picks up a first down. A gain of 11. Make it a 10-yard gain. Exactly 10 yards.
I'm going to have to switch to pencil on the next game. You say gain of 11, and I write down. I'm getting creative on how to change numbers here.
First and 10, Demons from the 30. Sandoval sends Rosenmerkel in motion. Handoff up the middle to Dollahan. Busting tackles. Fights his way forward across the 35 to the 36. Gain of 6, second down and 4.
Easterly.
Again, at the end of the regular season, Gavin Webb had
6-yard pickup on the play.
A 5-yard edge for the rushing title over Blake Nieslanek.
Yeah, and you got to wonder what that would have looked like if they had been playing. I know that
a 10-game season,
or even the full game. You know, 4 out of the 6 games that they've done at halftime.
Yep.
Kind of
double wing, double tight, 2nd and 4 from the 36. Nieslanek in motion. Hand off to Dollahan. And Dollahan spins his way forward, keeps the legs churning. He's short of the first down. That'll bring up 3rd down.
2 yards on the play.
And a yard. A little less than a yard. Evan Heil comes in with the play.
Demons are about a yard shy of the first
ball marked at the 39 of Glenwood. 35-7 Demons. 10:35 to go in the third. Ball at the right hash mark. Glenwood going right to left. Sandoval under center. Sends Nieslanek in motion. Back to throw. Dumps it over the middle. And Wheaton's like at the 50, to the 45, down to the 43. Ball's loose, but they blew the whistle. Ball was dead. Wheaton Nieslanek, a good throw by Joaquin Sandoval. Forward. 17-yard gain on that pass completion. Caught it at the 50. And Wheatley, a big fella.
Yeah, it's nice to have a good target, right, you know, right across the middle there.
Ball marked at the 44 of Northfield. Double wing, double tight. Pitch play to Rosenmerkel. Gets a couple of blocks. Has to hurdle his own player as Garrett Dullahan got stuffed on his block, and Rosenberg had to look down and jump over Dullahan. Dullahan going to Ray saying, sorry, man, missed my block. And on the result of the play is a 5-yard, 6-yard loss. Coming in to make the tackle was Connor Reese, one of many freshmen starting for the Nighthawks. Second and 16 for the Demons at their own 49. Rosenberg in motion. Sandoval runs to his right. He's going to tuck it and run, hit hard, gets across midfield, gets some of that lost yardage back. He really took a shot. Jackson Merman in on the tackle.
Yeah, the coverage was pretty good downfield. It didn't look like he really had anybody. It looked like Wheatley Nislanik might have been able to break to the outside, but I think he was – Sandoval would have been trying to throw over too many people. So probably a good decision just to tuck that one in.
Tyler Thomas comes in with the play. Third down and 14 for Glenwood at the 48 of Northfield. Sandoval under center sends Nislanik in motion. They fake the pitch. Counterplay to Rosenmerkel. Rosenmerkel wrapped up, and a flag is thrown in the backfield.
It's got to be a hold.
Flag on the play back at the 49-yard line.
Rosenmerkel almost able to get to the outside and busted loose. It is a hold against Glenwood.
Yeah.
The call will be assessed against Glenwood.
Now, are they going to mark it off from
from
the spot of the foul, or are they going to do it from the line of scrimmage? Last week they were marking off holds from the spot of the foul. It looks like they're declining it anyway, so we don't get to see.
Got back to the original line of scrimmage, 4th and 10, so Dullahan will punt it away. And Marion Richardson back to receive around his own 10. Light breeze out of the north. Dullahan, good snap, perfect snap. Steps up, no pressure. High kick, kind of wobbly. It's going to angle toward the right sideline. Stays in bounds. Took a good bounce there for Glenwood, and they'll blow it dead at the 16-yard line of Northfield. And we'll see the Nighthawks' first possession of the second half. Looks like it's going to be a terrible punt, but Dullahan got fortuitous bounce. Coach Ben Starcher rallying his troops for their first possession of the second half. 35-7 Glenwood, 8:09 to go in the third quarter. Christian Love in at quarterback in the shotgun. Not the single wing. Takes the snap, runs to his right, looking downfield, throws. It is in. It is intercepted. Picked off by Stephen Morris.
Stephen Morris for the Demons.
We're starting to see some frustration on the players' part. We had a couple of players taking their helmets off and coming out dejected. Yeah, they kind of gave up on the running game because they just weren't getting anywhere. 11 yards total in the first half. And that pass just was not – it almost looked like he threw it directly to
Stephen Morris. So now the shotgun for Joaquin Sandoval. First and 10 Demons at the Nighthawk 20. Takes the snap, rolls to his right, looking downfield, throws complete to Blake Nislanik. Nislanik reaches across the goal line. He's going to be down at the 1. Blake Nislanik, he was open. Just kind of in between, he was in that second level behind the linebackers.
19-yard
gain. First and goal, Demons at the 1. Sandoval hands it off to Garrett Dullahan. Mr. Touchdown on this Saturday afternoon. Garrett Dullahan was his third score. Glenwood.
Glenwood 41.
Makes it 41-7. Glenwood with 7:34 remaining here in the third quarter.
That's Dullahan's 13th carry for 64 yards and 3 touchdowns. You know, if a fullback has that kind of stat line, you give that award to the offensive line.
Absolutely. Good snap, placement, Tyler Thomas kick right down the middle. It's 42-7 Glenwood, 7:34 remaining in the third quarter. This is KMTS. Here at Stubler Memorial Field, the Glenwood Demons with a commanding 42-7 lead over the Northfield Nighthawks. And Rifle looms for the next round. Here's Thomas with a kick. Short kick taken at the 20 by number 2, London Augusta. Augusta breaks a couple of tackles, runs to the near sideline, and finally wrestled out of bounds by Marcos Aragon.
15-yard return for Augusta.
Yeah, Tyler's leg's got to be getting tired. I mean, to he was booting a lot of touchbacks, but.
Well, and now, I mean, he's fighting against the wind in this in this quarter, so not getting the help he was getting before. I was asking you earlier, I don't know that Sandoval has thrown an incomplete pass. I've got him for 6 for 6, 87 yards. And it's just been good decisions.
Yeah.
He tucks it and runs it when he has to.
Yep.
And just not being careless with the ball.
First and 10, Nighthawks at their own 35. This time a single wing. High snap over the head of number 3, Troy Motley, running for his life, and he's going to be swarm tackled, dropped for a big loss. Again, those snaps have been an issue all afternoon. That's just, you're just in no man's land as a QB. Lord have mercy, here comes all these red jerseys.
To the 27-yard line, bring up second and 18.
Yeah, and that's frustrating as a coach. I mean, you can't get anything going if you can't get the ball to your quarterback or to your, you know, whoever's supposed to get it. It's just, it doesn't matter what play you call. It doesn't matter how well it's blocked. It's just, it's going to break down if we just can't get that snap.
Loss of 8 on the play. Second and 18 for the Nighthawks from their own 27. Single wing. Better snap this time. Rolling to his left is Amarian Richardson, being chased and escapes. Throws with his left hand. A floater up there goes out of bounds. That was just a desperation heave by the sophomore Amarian Richardson.
Good pursuit on Glenwood.
Zachary Cecil Horrell.
Yeah.
Bringing the heat.
Was able to get, you know, just barely grab the back of that jersey to make sure he didn't turn the corner, forcing him to throw that errant pass.
6:31 remaining in the third, 42-7 Glenwood. Marion Richardson, Amarian, brings in the play. Nighthawks break from the huddle. It's a single wing. Richardson takes the snap, throws, little bubble screen to a number 11, Cameron Joyce Fairley. Got back to the original line of scrimmage, and the Nighthawks will have to punt it away. That'll bring up fourth and 10.
Bradshaw and Zachary Cecil Horrell.
Fourth and 10.
Fourth and 10, the Nighthawks punt team comes.
Well,
in.
Coach Starcher, he wasn't kidding when he told you, we really don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Starting QB.
And I was trying to, you know, that was a pass play, and I was trying to give the stat to their quarterback, and I have no idea who to give it to.
Good snap. Punt is away. Pretty good punt there by number 25, Zach Ryan.
25-yard line.
Oh,
nice return.
Move. Stay on your feet.
Ray Rosenmerkel still on his feet to the 50, to the 45, 40, 45, 30.
He's gone.
Rosenmerkel will take it to the house. Touchdown, Glenwood. Unbelievable.
Oh, my
Ray
God.
Rosenmerkel.
Just an incredible initial move to you know, just a cut, make that guy miss, but it caused him to stumble. And I was like, oh, just keep your feet. And he was able to catch up with his own feet and just keep coming around this corner.
Hey,
Rosenmerkel doing the Rosenmerkel dance. My goodness gracious. I want to say 60 or 65 yards.
Yeah, I think it was about from the 25.
Thomas' kick is perfect. It's now 49-7 Glenwood.
Northfield 7.
Holy smokes.
From the 25 or 30, so
okay.
Even.
We'll get it sorted out.
Whew.
I haven't even written down the score yet. 49-7, got a running clock. Demons in command. This is KMTS. Ray Rosenmerkel with a punt return of about 70 yards.
Thomas with
a kick. Scooped up by Marion Richardson. Takes it up the middle. Lost the ball. Ball's loose. Glenwood has it. And recovered by Reese McMillan. We've got a running clock. 49-7 Glenwood. Boy, they're scoring every way conceivable. Offense, defense, special teams.
Yeah. So at this point, this is where you, as a coach, you think, okay, you know, we're probably going to keep our starters out there, but you're going to start seeing more and more dives, simple plays.
I don't know exactly, but we're going to say 70 yards. Handoff up the middle to Garrett Dollahan, and bowls his way forward for about 4 yards.
Yep.
So, yeah, a margin of 40 points or more, it goes to a running clock.
Dollahan with the carry, picks up 3 yards.
At this point, you got to be talking to your players about, okay, let's keep it clean, let's keep it, you know, don't be talking out there.
Right.
The last thing you need to do is see somebody get injured because of something extracurricular happening.
That would be totally out of character for a Pat Engels coach team.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a gain of 3 there. Second down, so sorry, you got to scratch it up. Second and 7. Sandoval. Pitch play to Blake Nieslanek, or no, to Rosenmerkel, who's got to be huffing and puffing after that punt return. And they're giving forward progress to the 35, the 34. A gain of, mark it at the 34, so a gain of 1. Yeah, third down and 6. Tyler Thomas in with a play. Just a complete game for the Glenwood Demons. Running on all cylinders. Third down and 6. Double wing, double tight. Nieslanek in motion. Gets the pitch. Nieslanek cuts it up the middle. Blake finds that first down and is tackled forward for extra yards. First and 10 Demons across the 25.
First and 10 from the 23.
Gets down to the 23-yard line of the Nighthawks. Well, one more score for Glenwood, and I'm sure Pat Engel will put in his second-teamers.
Again, Sandoval had the key block there that opened that up. It's a weird play with the motion coming towards it. Then he makes the pitch, and then he turns, and he heads up the hole and tries to find some work.
They mark it at the 24, first and 10 Demons. Under a minute to go in the third. Nieslanek in motion. Hand off to Dollahan. Dollahan has one man to beat. Finally brought down. Kind of a high tackle there as he gets across the 15 to the 14.
Wrapped up by number 50.
And that was Nate Martin, or rather Rondé Kittles on the tackle. Gain of 10. Boy, Jared Dollahan. Again, as you said, credit to the O-line.
Yep.
Those dive plays, that's just and awesome. And Glenwood coming off the field, I think they're going to let the clock run down. So that'll be it for the third quarter. 49-7 Glenwood in command. This is KMTS. Here we go, the fourth quarter. Glenwood 49. Northfield 7. Double wing, double tight. First and 10 Demons at the Nighthawks 14-yard line. Sandoval sends Rosenmerkel in motion. Fakes the handoff. Throws over the middle. Caught by Evan Heil. Heil is in the end zone. Touchdown, Glenwood. You betcha.
Touchdown, Glenwood 3.
And I think the first team can clock out for the rest of the day.
Sandoval to Heil.
Joaquin Sandoval to Evan Heil.
I have Sandoval at 7 for 7 for 103 yards and a touchdown. I mean, that's just, that's our freshman quarterback.
Tyler Thomas on for his 9th extra point. Snap to Dolahan. Placement. Kick is up. Perfect. It is Glenwood 56. Northfield 7. This is KMTS. Joaquin Sandoval throws his 10th touchdown pass of the season. Pass to Evan Heil from 14 yards out. PAT good. Tyler Thomas 9 for 9 from PATs. 56-7 Glenwood.
So they've scored on the ground. They've scored in the air. They've scored on defense. They've scored on special teams.
Yep. Just a complete domination. Thomas with a kick. Oh, found some extra strength in that leg and boots it to the back of the end zone.
Balls into the end zone. Bring it out to
They've switched sides. He's got the wind to his back again. He thought, okay, don't have to fight it so much here.
And again, I hearken back to Coach Engel. Back in February, I don't know if we're going to win a game. Turkey.
Yeah, he sharked you there.
Yeah. Running clock, 9:40 left, so the Rifle Bears, it'll be a rematch with the Bears next Saturday here at Stuebler Memorial Field. That should be a doozy.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one. I mean, Glenwood beat Rifle for the first time in, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
This season?
Single wing for the Nighthawks. Well, a little.
I was fooled.
I was. That great counteraction there.
Pick up about 5 yards on the playoff for 25.
They went, one went this way, one went that way, and they went up the middle.
Yeah. And Clayton was spinning around pretending like he had the ball.
Yeah. Gain of 5 there. Second down and 5. Jonte Clayton. Snap goes to Troy Motley. Takes it up the middle. And I see some backups in there on
number
defense
three,
for Glenwood.
Motley, the ball carrier, picked up by number 3, Aragon.
Reese McMillan. Aragon in there.
Pick up on the play for 32 yards.
Marcos Aragon.
First and 10, Nighthawks from the 32.
Give credit to Axel Contreras. Also, Cole Sherrick in there on defense. First and 10, Northfield. Coming up on the 8-minute mark here in the game. Single wing, high snap. Taken by Richardson. Around the left side. Stiff arms a man. And wrestled down. What a tackle made by William Marshall. How do you do?
3 yards pickup.
William Marshall says, I got your stiff arm, and I'll just sling you to the turf.
Yeah. It's okay. I didn't need my head to come with me anyway. I'll just go and take you down anyway.
William Marshall. There's a new Marshall in town. Gets a nice congratulatory handshake from Marcos Aragon. Marshall stands out. He's got those blue cleats. Didn't get the memo. Supposed to buy white or red. Hand off to number 28, Chantrell Andrews. Andrews still on his feet. Gets wrapped up and finally wrestled to the
number
turf. In on the tackle was Cole Sherrick. Along with Reese McMillan. Short of the first down. Are they going to move it?
Reese McMillan and
it is a first down. Second effort there by Chantrell Andrews. One of the few seniors on this team.
Good enough for a first down. First and 10 from the 42.
First and 10, Nighthawks. 6:40 left. Clock continues to run. A 56-7 lead for the Glenwood Demons. It's Blake Nieslanek and all the first-teamers have the helmets off. And enjoying this afternoon. Oh, Glenwood jumped. No flag. Snap goes to Motley. Motley spins free. Still on his feet. And brought down from behind. At about the 48-yard line.
Motley with about a 7-yard pickup.
You know, I give the refs credit for that. It's a running clock. You know, it's just a little bit of a jump, a little bit of an offside, a little bit of a false start, something like that. Just let them play.
Reese McMillan comes out. He's replaced by Nate Sandoval. Nate, don't call me Salazar Sandoval.
Hey, that one wasn't me.
I know. Hand off to the big fella, Giante Clayton. Clayton bulls his way forward, taking defenders with him across the 40 of Glenwood into
Giante Clayton.
Looks like about the 38. Giante Clayton, a senior. And he is, you heard Coach Pat Engel say, they're thick. Well, Clayton certainly is thick. He's got some big thighs. He's a big boy.
Hasn't been given much opportunity. That's only his third carry so far.
Wind's starting to kick up. First and 10, Nighthawks, 5 minutes to go in the game. Ooh, a little deception play there by Marion Richardson. Took it behind his back, takes it up the right sideline. He will score. The second touchdown for Richardson, second one for Northfield.
From 39 yards out, touchdown Northfield.
That's at the 4:55 mark. That was a nice little bootleg by Richardson. Faked the handoff, hit it behind his back, and then took off to the races. And not many guys are going to catch him. What was that?
I think that was a 39-yarder.
Okay. Alex Gerson on for the extra point. Good snap placement. Kick is up. It's blocked. I think it was Brian Delgado getting a hand on it, able to penetrate through the A gap and blocked it. 4 minutes to go in the game. The clock is running. It's a 56-13 lead for Glenwood. This is KMTS. 3:30, the clock continues to run. Glenwood with a 56-13 lead. Northfield able to tack on another score. Second touchdown of the day for Marion Richardson. 39-yard run. Nice little bootleg. Hit the ball behind his back and took it up the right sideline for the score. PAT was blocked.
Now the coaches for Glenwood are doing the funnest, hard thing they do, which is getting people in on special teams and making sure you got 11 guys on the field. Here we've got one guy that doesn't know where to go.
Yeah. Short kick taken at the 12. That's Marcos Aragon on the return. Northfield saying, oh, no, got an injured player. That'll stop the clock. It should.
Yeah, it looks like they thought they were trying to say that they had a fumble recovery. Aragon reached out there at the end, and I think it might have popped out at the very end once it hit the ground. But
can't pick up a number. It's a Northfield player that's shaken up. He's face down. And appears to be in some pain, which, you know, sometimes injuries often happen on kickoffs and kickoff return.
Yeah, especially when you're dealing with, you're trying to get kids some playing time. You're trying to throw them in there, like we were talking about Glenwood. We had a kid that he was supposed to line up, you know, near the 40, you know, near the hash marks. He was 10 yards back. They're yelling at him, and he doesn't know who to listen to, and you know, still hadn't figured it out by the time the ball was kicked. But you get some of that confusion thrown in.
Number 13, Charles Sago, a senior, is being assisted off the field. He's a little groggy. Helped off by one of the coaches and the trainer.
Looks like it's either something in his stomach or it might be one of his arms, like a wrist or something.
Yeah.
He's holding his arms in real tight.
So certainly hope that young man's all right. Well, clearly the largest player on the Northfield roster has entered the game.
First and 10,
Declan Blodgett, a junior. He's about 6'6". And tipping the scales probably at 320.
Yeah.
Playing the interior line. Handoff up the middle. And Blodgett knocking players around.
Number 47, Kodiak Kellogg with the carry.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes when you get somebody big like that, the first thing he does is stand straight up.
Yeah. It's tough to get low. I was a big fan as a line coach of the good old five-man sled.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved going for a ride.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a...
Come on, boys, push me around.
Our sled had a T welded to it that the coach could hold on to.
Yeah.
That ripped loose one time. And it wasn't as fun to ride that, at that point.
Second and eight. Ryan Fisher at quarterback for Glenwood. Handoff over the left tackle. That's Kodiak Kellogg on the carry. Brings up a third and five. So Ryan Fisher. Now it's Reese McMillan taking the snaps. He's under center. Dive play over the middle. First down, Glenwood. Good running by Kodiak Kellogg. Running like a Kodiak bear. Wow. Good, tough running by Double K. Into Northfield territory. Clock continues to run. 40 seconds to go. One more play here, and Glenwood can take a knee.
Well, the good news for those of us here in the Valley is we're guaranteed either Glenwood or Rifle making it to the state championship.
Yeah. And that's something. So we've got plans for the next two Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
This will be the last play. 20 seconds left. This time it's Ryan Fisher. He takes a knee. Gets to do the victory formation, and that will do it. Fans cheering it on, saying, let's bring on the Bears next Saturday, next round. Glenwood with a dominant win over the Northfield Nighthawks, 56-13. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. Back to Stubler Memorial Field with the Glenwood Demons and their fans celebrate a dominant victory over the Northfield Nighthawks in this first-round playoff game. 56-13, the final score. Glenwood goes to 7-0 now. Glenwood with the first two scores, 4-13 mark in the first quarter. Garrett Dollahan hit the first of his three touchdowns on the afternoon. 7-0 Glenwood. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Ray Rosenberkel, a 12-yard run, made it 14-0 after the PAT. Northfield able to get on the board. Beautiful 80-yard pass from Christian Love to Amarian Richardson for 80 yards and a score 14-7 as they cut the Glenwood lead in half. But the Demons then go on to score 35 unanswered points. Pitching a shutout in the second and third quarters. Nice Blakely Slanik, a marvelous 65-yard run, made it 21-7. Ian Cecil Hurl with a fumble recovery just a minute later. In the end zone, 28-7 Glenwood, 35-7 Glenwood after Garrett Dollahan's two-yard touchdown run. Dollahan scored again in the third quarter, 7:34 left, a one-yard run. Key play on that, a 19-yard touchdown or pass completion from Joaquin Sandoval to Blakeney Slanik. Ray Rosenberkel, a punt return of about 70 yards, where that's approximate, made it 49-7. I mean, everyone is contributing, as we mentioned, special teams, defense, offense, just an all-round dominant win for the Glenwood Demons. Glenwood's final score, Joaquin Sandoval to Evan Heil, a 14-yard touchdown pass. Made it 56-7. Northfield tacked on one more score. Amarian Richardson with a 39-yard run on the direct snap. 56-13 as the PAT was blocked, and that is your final score. Very, very impressive win, a complete team win for the Glenwood Demons.
Yeah, an impressive showing from the freshman quarterback. I mean, he went 7 for 7 for 103 yards and a touchdown. I mean, that's got to be good news going in. You know, it shows that last week the practice that they got playing against Salida with the spread formation, you saw that much more in this game here today than you did in the games previous, and I think that really made a difference for him.
So what do you got for some numbers?
Well, Blakeney Slanik, obviously, 8 carries, 130 yards, so he's getting his average there.
No kidding.
Dallahan had a fantastic game, 77 yards on 15 carries and 3 touchdowns. Rosen Merkel also doing some good work there, 6 carries for 30 yards. Heil, even only had 2 receptions. It was, you know, 48 yards and just making a big difference there. And then also Blake Nislanik catching 2 passes as well for 26 yards there. And Wheatley Nislanik had 28 yards in the air. So some of those balls being thrown from Sandoval. Wheatley Nislanik is still that great, you know, real tall, real easy to find,
yeah.
You know, tight end kind of receiver out there that gives him a good option there in the middle. And then you see Blake Nislanik is more of the check down, the, you know, hey, I need somebody. And so Blake is good at finding that seam there somewhere just right behind the linebackers,
yeah.
Short of the DBs, and just gives him a good check down there for that. So, yeah, it's just real exciting to see, you know, a total win. I think the coach is going to be pretty happy about the way his defense played. I mean, shutting them down, other than the, you know, the kind of the garbage time there at the end, you know, you saw that Northfield, I mean, coming into the first half, only had 11 yards on the ground, you know, had that one 80-yard pass. But, man, other than that, the defense really just shut them down. They do a good job swarming to the football.
There's a neat scene. Craig Denny, the athletic director here at Glenwood, taking a team photo for the Northfield Nighthawks. This is their first playoff game and a memorable moment. They'd rather forget the score, but, hey, they've got some fine athletes, and Coach Ben Starcher's, you know, doing a good job with these kids, and I'm sure they'll be back in the postseason in the years to come.
This is a program that's only, what, 4 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, so the fact that they're, you know, into the playoffs in their fourth year is actually a pretty good sign. You know, and like you said, there's not a ton of seniors on that roster, so I mean, we could probably see them again next year.
Absolutely. Craig Denny with a hug for Brent Starcher as they coached together one time, and wish them safe journeys going back to Denver. Final score, Glenwood 56 and Northfield 13. So, the rematch.
the rematch. You know, and I got to hope that, you know, I think last time Rifle was playing the clock game, I think they were trying to keep it out of the hands of Glenwood, and so they kept it on the ground. You know, just we saw dive, and then trick play pass. You know, so I'm hoping to see something a little different than that on this one, and I'm hoping they're coming back with wanting a little payback. It's going to make for a good game.
Oh, yeah. Glenwood won that 122-15, and you better believe Coach Todd Casper will have his boys ready to go, and I'm sure they're going to be fired up this week. It's going to be a spirited week of practice for both teams.
Yep.
Glenwood and Rifle in the rematch next Saturday right here at Stubler Memorial Field. Should we do that game? I don't know.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you get all my hopes up in these first 6 games and tell me I can't do that one, you and I, we're going to have a problem.
56-13, the final, Glenwood over Northfield. Safe travels to the Northfield Nighthawks, and best of luck to them in the future. As Glenwood fans just kind of milling around the gate and enjoying the moment on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. I want to thank our sponsors, as always, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Carpet One, Big Horn Toyota, Alpine Bank, and Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance. For Keith Harris, I'm Ron Miller, and saying so long from Stubler Memorial Field. Again, our final score with Glenwood, a first-round playoff winner over Northfield, 56-13, setting up the big rematch with the Rifle Bears in the semifinals next Saturday right here at Stubler. And we'll have the game right here on KMTS. Have a great afternoon, a great weekend, and thanks for listening to KMTS.